亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主内平安。今早晨我们所要背的、所要读的经句是《马可福音》第八章第34到38节，请大家翻到《马可福音》第八章第34节，听着我念。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。我们读经到此，感谢主赐下他宝贵的话语，谢谢。
我们谢谢伟光执事为我们诵读经文，现在让我们花一点时间来一起来祷告。如果方便的话，请你们跪下；如果不方便的话，你们请你们坐在座位上就好。向我们以宁静的心一起来向神祈求祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，满有慈爱的圣天父，创始属灵恩典供给永生之福的神，造我们又救赎我们的主，当愿一切颂赞尊贵荣耀以权柄都归主，直到永永远远。慈爱的主，感谢你为信徒立定每周的首一日为安息日，守为圣日，使得我们能完全地卸下工作劳碌，接着敬拜侍奉，将这一天归给神。感谢父神的恩惠与怜惜，施恩保守我们顺利地度过一年，在这2013的最后一个主日，能有福气进入主的圣所里，同心来敬拜颂赞你这位创造宇宙万物的神，能够坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前，向你祷告，向你祈求，求主垂听我们的祷告。仁慈的父神，感谢你的大爱，从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，借着圣子的血使得我们得救赎，过犯得以赦免，脱离罪的刑罚与权势，得以神和好，成为神的儿女，有永生之福。主啊，我们求你帮助在座的弟兄姐妹们有胆量与智慧，能够忠心的来向还未信主的亲戚朋友分享耶稣基督的救恩，来带领他们来信主。感谢主的恩典与带领，在12月22日举行的圣诞到佳音布道聚会一切顺利，也有众多未信主的亲戚朋友与主内的弟兄姐妹们参加聚会，有好的圣诞诗歌献唱和话剧表演，有好的天气和平安的行程。我们要为这一切恩赐献上感恩。主啊，我们要为来参加聚会还为信主的亲友们祷告，求主怜悯恩待他们，借着当天 由终身群长老所传讲的福音信息，以个人陪堂中他们所听到的信息和圣经话语，能在他们的心中动工，生根发芽，早日来信主，接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主以主宰。主啊，我们感谢在星期二傍晚举行的圣诞赞美会，感谢主你使用过群由牧师傍晚为会众传讲信息，以马内利，神与我们同在，提醒众人圣诞的真正意义，和教导众人神与我们同在的意义。但愿这信息能够感动激励所有的听子，特别是还没有信主的亲友，直到他们能够尽早来信主。再过三天，主啊，2013年就成为历史。当我们回顾和反省过去一年所经历的一切，我们都要感谢主的慈爱，感谢主你保守眷顾，担当加列堂，凭着主的恩惠与带领，一切敬拜事工都顺利进行，弟兄姐妹们在灵命与信心上有增长。感谢主，施恩眷顾我们在座的各位安然地度过一年，无论是家庭主妇，在学校大专学府就读的学生，或者是在工作的，都能得主的保守看顾。主啊，我们要把将来临的2014交于恩主的圣手中，求主继续保守我们的教会，求主引导我们行在小路，要进窄门到永生。求主赐给众人有一颗爱慕神话语的心，天天灵修祷告，亲近神，凡事感恩。求主赐给我们能力恩典，忠心侍奉主，为主做美好的见证。主啊，我们要为将来临星期二傍晚的守岁礼拜祷告，求主祝福这一年一次的特别敬拜，好让你的子民能一起来回顾思想主的恩典与慈爱，防神不忠心过失错误的地方，从中学习，好叫我们在新的一年里能更好的来侍奉神。在此时候，我们要特别为我们的杜祥和牧师祷告，求主赐给他从上头来的恩高与智慧，直到他在传讲信息的时候有你的圣灵的充满，使他能以你的权柄以利人清楚地宣扬神的话语。主啊，你也知道杜祥和牧师近日来身体软弱欠佳，求主赐给他双倍的恩典与能力，求主照顾保守他，使他能早日康复，能够继续侍奉主。主啊，我们感谢你的厚恩，今早再次使用过前有牧师为会众传讲信息，求主大大的使用他，借着他的口所传讲的福音信息来激励造就在座的所有听子，求主赐给过全佑牧师有神所赐的智慧以恩高，按着神的心意传讲信息，求主也赐给终身全长老有神所赐的恩惠与聪明，有敏捷的反应，能够把信息准确的翻译成华语。求主让我们预备心 一起来领受神的话语。我们如此向主祷告祈求，乃是奉救主耶稣基督之宝贵圣名，阿们。贵重请坐。今早的信息是救你的生命，所以我请过前佑牧师到前台来传讲信息。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名向大家问安。
The title is Save Your Life.
我们要讲的题目是救你的生命。
Our lives are very precious.
我们的生命是很宝贵的。
Life on earth is very precious.
在地面上的生活是很宝贵的。
It is not measured by money，
不是用钱财来衡量。
It is precious because it is limited，
它宝贵是因为它短暂。
It is precious because what you do right now will affect your life after death，
那宝贵是因为你现在所做的一切都会影响你死后的生命。
People die every day，
每一天都有人死。
I'm not sure whether you have read in the papers about this mother who brought her two young sons to the Christian cemetery.
我不知道你有没有读到这一则报道，关系到说一个年轻的母亲，一个母亲带着两个年小的孩子在这个坟场的那里。
Only one son will return home with her.
之后只有一个孩子跟着她回家。
The younger son was killed.
那个小的孩子就死了。
The newspaper interviewed her.
当报章这样的来就是采访她的时候
，She was still mourning for her son.
她还在为她的孩子来哭泣。
Because the following day after the visit to the Christian cemetery, she buried her younger son.
因为接下来的那一天，就是他去坟场之后的那一天，就是埋葬他小孩子、小儿子的时候了。
The boy was only 3 years old.
那小儿子只有三岁。
Why can't we live forever on this earth?
我们为何不能够永远在这地面上来生活呢
？Is it because this body is weak and no good?
是不是因为这身体是懦弱、软弱的，是不好的呢？
Is it because this body is not capable of living forever on this earth?
是不是这个身体不能够来在这地面上永久居住呢？
There was a time that this body was able to live nearly 1,000 years.
曾经一度，我们这个身体能够在这地面上居住将近1000年的时间。
According to the Bible, the oldest, longest living individual was a man who lived up to 969 years.
根据圣经的记载，那曾经有一个人，他在地面上最长寿的一个人呢，他活到969岁。
His body was the same as ours.
他的身体跟我们都一样。
This body is created by God.
这个身体是神所创造的。
Man, with all its advancement, cannot completely understand this body even till today.
那人虽然有高深的科技直到今天都不能够完全明白这个身体。
What is wrong with this body that now we live no more than 100 years old?
我们这个身体到底产生了什么？错误，那使到他不能够活超过100年呢
？The difference between now and then is that we age faster.
那当时跟现在的差别只是就是我们现在的个身体衰败的比较快。
It is good that we now do not live more than 100 years.
我们现在不能够活超过100岁是好的。
You look at our world today.
你看看，放眼看看现在现今的世界。
In spite of the fact that we do not live more than 100 years, our world is filled with sin and wickedness.
虽然我们不能够活超过100岁，但是我们的世界却充满着一些罪恶，一些邪恶的事情。
I was talking to a young man who is studying in Sydney.
我跟一位在悉尼就读的一个年轻人来谈论。
He says that it is not safe to go out even in the daytime.
他说，甚至是白天是真的是不安全，出外不就都不安全。
Because he studies in the university, he has to live within the city.
因为他在那大学就读，他必须住在都市的里面。
I asked him why.
我问他为什么呢？
He says that there is a new crime in Australia.
因为他说在澳洲有一个新的罪行。
It is called hate crime.
就是
H-A-T-E, hate.
就是恨恶的罪。
For no reason at all, they beat people up.
那无缘无故他们就去殴打其他的人。
The reason is the different color of skin.
唯一的原因就是因为肤色的不同。
This young man was a Chinese.
因为这年轻人他是个华人。
Just last night I was listening to BBC.
就在昨天晚上我就听这个英国广播公司的这个播报。
They were interviewing a boy of 11 years old.
他们就采访了一个11岁的男孩。
He was beaten. Abused by his classmate.
他被他的同学就是殴打了。
They call him Osama bin Laden.
他们把他称为是奥沙马。
The color of skin resulted in that kind of abuse.
因为他的肤色那使到他们就这样的来就是凌辱他。
Imagine if a person lived 600-800 years with this kind of evil in his heart.
你想想看，如果一个像这样有这样的一个邪恶的心的人能够活六七百年
，the evil that we see today would be multiplied 100 times。
那我们今天所看到的邪恶罪行，将要大大的倍增了。
Imagine a murderer live for 800 years. How many people can he kill？
你想想看，一个谋杀的凶手。他如果能够活七八百年，他能够杀多少人
？Imagine a rapist, all kinds of evil people on this earth if they live hundreds of years.
那如果一个强奸犯或者其他这些邪恶的人，他们能够活上百岁，又怎么样呢
？Thank God we do not live more than 100 years.
我们感谢神，我们没有活超过一百岁。
That's why your life is very precious.
那因此你的生命是很宝贵。
You and I do not have a lot of time.
你我没有太多的时间。
For many of us, when I look at all your faces,
我们当中多数的人，当我这样看下去，看你们的脸孔。
Most of us are above 40, 50, some even 60, isn't it?
我们当中多数都是超过40、50，甚至有人超过60的。
By the time you turn 70,You realize that this body is not the same as it was in the past.
当你来到七十岁之后，你就会发觉到说，你这个身体就不像以往了。
We don't have much time on this earth.
我们在这地面上没有太多的时间。
Your life is precious.
你的生命是宝贵的。
Because after we die, either we go to heaven or we go to hell.
因为如果我们死后不是上天堂。就是下地狱。
When you go to hell, the Bible calls this death.
那如果你下地狱的话，圣经就把这称为死亡。
Death is not the cessation of life.
那死亡不是这个生命生活的停止。
This body is not designed to live forever on this earth.
这个身体不是的设计不是让我们永远居留在这地面上。
So one day we will all stop breathing.
有一天我们都会停止呼吸。
Stop breathing is not death.
那停止呼吸不是死亡。
Going to hell is death.
那进入地狱才是死亡。
Do you want to save your life?
你要拯救自己的生命吗？
Coming to church does not save your life.
来到教堂不能够拯救你的生命。
Giving offering does not save your life.
奉献金钱也不能够让你得到拯救你的生命。
Serving in the church does not save your life.
服侍在教堂里面服侍也不能够拯救你的生命。
Serving by giving hymnals outside does not save your life.
那我们在大堂外面来分发圣经也不能够拯救我们的生命。
Serving by playing the piano or the organ does not save your life.
我们诗琴无论是弹风琴钢琴也不能够拯救我们的生命。
Doing the good works, even though the good works are mentioned in the Bible, do not save your life.
我们做善功甚至是按照圣经所记载的这些善功我们做了也不能够拯救我们的生命。
Coming for prayer meeting does not save your life.
你来参加祷告会也不能拯救你的生命。
Even preaching the word of God from this pulpit does not save your life.
那甚至是站在这讲台上来传讲信息也不能够拯救你的生命。
How much more when the world try their own ways to save their own lives?
那如果是这样的话那些在外面世界上的人他们要按照自己的方法来拯救他们的生命又如何呢？
Can man save his own life by making lots of money?
一个人赚取大把的金钱能够拯救他的生命吗？
That's what verse 36 warns us.
那就是36节给我们的警告。
For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
人就是赚得全世界赔上了自己的生命有什么益处呢？
This is what the world thinks.
这是世界世人的想法。
Life is measured by how much I own.
我们生命是用我拥有多少来衡量。
And so they spend their life away by doing that.
那因此他们就穷一生来做这样的事情。
It's like the way that we spend money.
就像我们花钱一样。
Every one of us has been given a fixed amount of time on this earth.
每一个人在这地面上的时间都是有限定的。
Only God knows how much time we have on this earth.
只有神知道我们在这地面上有多少时间。
It cannot be added on.
那不能够再加添了。
Every day you spend 24 hours is spent away. It's gone forever.
每天你用了24小时，这24小时就永远消失了。
So today, right now, you're spending your 24 hour of the day 29th December 2013.
那今天你就在使用这24小时，这一天的24小时就是12月29日2013年12月29日这一天。
So for the next few hours, if you remain in church, you're spending it in church.
那如果接下来这几个小时你在教堂里面来使用这时间，那你就在使用这时间在教堂里面。
And how will you spend the rest of the day?
你接下来的这一天会怎么样使用你的时间呢？
So when people go to work from Monday to Friday, every day they go to work, they're spending their time.
当一个人每一天去工作，从星期一到星期五，他们都在使用他们的时间。
Once you spend the time, the time will not come back to you.
当他们使用这时间，时间就不再回来了。
It is gone forever.
就永远消失了。
Now, what do you gain out of the time that you spend?
那你花了这些时间，你得到的是什么呢？
So for many of us, we think that, well, when I spend my time, I go to work, I get money. So I get back money by spending my time, I buy money.
那很多的我们当中有很多人就这样子讲说啊，我使用时间我去工作，那我就是花了时间来买金钱。
So money is good because with money I can buy other things.
啊，金钱是好的，因为有金钱我可以买其他的东西。
I can buy a house, I can buy a car, I can buy many things in life.
我能够买一个房屋，买汽车，我能够买生活中所需要的很多东西。
But don't forget,
但是不要忘记
The more you spend your time, the older you get.
那你越是使用你的时间，你就越苍老了。
You have less time to spend, the more you spend your time.
那你使用了时间之后，你就 有更少的时间来使用了。
And one day all of us will stop breathing.
有一天你我都会仔细
And then you look at your life.
然后你就回头看你的生命。
How have I spent my time and what did I buy with the amount of time I spent?
然后我怎么样来使用我的时间? 我买了些什么? 我用我的时间来买了些什么呢?
Well, some people have many houses.
那有些人他们有很多栋房屋。
Some have many cars.
然后有些人很多汽车。
Some have a big family.
有些人有大的家庭。
Some have many friends.
有些人有许多朋友。
Isn't that what life is all about?
那这不是生命, 所存在的意义吗?
But this is what God wants us.
但是神这样子的警告我们。
Can you buy spending your time and gain the whole world?
你能够使用你的时间去买，去赚取全世界吗？
You think it's worth it even if you can gain the whole world and then at the end of your life you're going to lose your soul. The soul is the real you.
那你认为你这样就得着了吗? 你穷一生就算你可以买这整个世界，最后你丧失你的生命，你丧失你的灵魂。
Can you bring your houses with you?
你能够带你的这些房屋去吗?
Can you bring your cars with you?
你能够带你的这些汽车去吗?
Can you bring your family with you?
你能够带着你的家庭去吗?
You know very well that naked you came into this world, naked you will leave this world.
你我都知道，我们清楚知道说，我们赤身而来，我们也赤身而去。
Your soul will be bankrupt.
你的灵魂，你的生命将是穷困了。
Because everything that you gain by spending your time that is of this world will be left behind.
那因为你在这地面上所花的时间来买这地面上的东西都会被留下。
It is a very sad and poor exchange for the time you spend and all you get back are material things.
这样的一个交易实在是很糟糕的。那么因为我们 花了的时间都是买着物质的东西。
God says a person who does that is losing his own soul.
那神告诉我们说, 一个做这样的事情的人, 他是丢弃了他的生命。
And so Jesus asked another question in verse 37.
那因此耶稣就问了另外一个问题, 就在第37节。
What shall man give in exchange for his soul?
那人还能拿什么换生命呢?
It is not worth it if I can get the whole world and then I lose my soul, isn't it?
那如果我赚取了全世界却丧失了生命, 那实在是不划算了。
Because you're going to end up in hell at the end of your life.
因为最后你将进入地狱。
And so what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
那因此一个人应当付上什么来换取他的生命呢?
So Jesus asked, do you want eternal life?
那耶稣就是问, 你要不要得到永生的生命?
Do you want to live forever?
你是不是要永远的活着?
What are you prepared to do in order to live forever?
那你愿意付上什么来得到这永生的生命呢?
When we look around us, we notice that men are prepared to do many things.
那我们放眼看周围, 我们知道说许多人真的是他们预备好想做任何的事情。
There are some who think that if I don't eat any living thing on earth, I become a vegetarian. I'm prepared to do that to earn eternal life.
那有一些人他们不愿意吃很多的东西，那成为一个吃素的人，那好叫他能够活长久的生活。
So they sacrifice the joy of eating meat, hoping that they can gain eternal life.
那他们就牺牲吃肉的这样的一个欢乐，好叫盼望说能够活长远的生命。
There are those who are prepared to torture themselves to gain eternal life.
那有一些人甚至伤害自己的身体，为了就是想要得到永恒的生命。
Because they felt that they have done wrong, they have committed sin, and so they think that if I do enough good works and punish myself, I can gain eternal life.
他们认为自己已经做错犯过，那因此他们想说用一些的方式来责罚自己，好叫自己能够得到永恒的生命。
So what are you prepared to give in exchange for eternal life? You can't buy it. You have to give.
那你能够来付上什么来换取这永生的生命呢? 你不能够买，但是你必须付出，你能够要做什么呢?
How desirous are you in your heart to live eternally?
那你内心深处是多么有多渴望要永恒的活着呢？
That is a very simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题。
Forget about all that you have done in the past.
然后我们不要再去想我们过去所做的一切。
All the sin and all the good works, put it aside.
那所有的罪恶，所有的善功都放在一边。
Do you want to go to heaven?
你愿意到天堂去吗？
Because that's what eternal life is.
因为那就是永恒的生命。
That's what saving your life is all about.
那这就是拯救你生命的的意义了。
How much are you prepared to give?
你愿意付出多少？
As long as you are alive, you can still answer this question from your heart.
只要你仍然有呼吸，仍然活着，你仍然能够从心里面来回答。
Don't try to buy this life.
你千万不要想说要买这一生。
Don't try to buy this life by coming to church. God will not accept.
那不要，千万不要想说来教堂来买永生。
Doing all the Christian things mentioned in the Bible cannot buy this life.
那我们做一些基督徒所做的事情，甚至是圣经所记载的这些事情，都不能够为我们买这个生命。
We die because of sin.
因为我们死是因着我们的罪。
If you do not find a solution to the sin in your life, you and I will end up in hell.
如果你没有找到解决罪的这个方案的话呢，你我都要进入地狱的里面。
We cannot save ourselves from sin.
我们不能够从罪中拯救自己。
Our good works are not good enough.
我们的善行，不好，并不够好。
So how can we save ourselves?
我们能怎么样救自己呢？
Only God can save us.
只有神能够救我。
No man can save you.
没有人能够救你。
I can't save you, you can't save me.
我不能救你，你也不能够救我。
The country cannot save you.
国家不能救你。
The country may give you a good life on this earth, but not after this life.
那国家可能给你在这地面上有好的生活，但是这之后国家不能够供应。
When people die, the country is useless to do anything.
那当一个人死了，这个国家根本不能够做什么。
The church cannot save you.
教会不能够救你。
Only God can.
只有神。
The Bible tells us that God loves us and gave Jesus Christ to die for us.
圣经告诉我们说，神爱我们，他把耶稣基督赐给我们。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He became a man in order to die for man.
他成了人，为的就是要来为人而死。
He is known as the Savior anointed by God.
他就是被称为是救主，是神所高立的那一位。
Anointed by God to save your sins and my sins.
神高立他来救你，从最终救你，也从最终救我。
And you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior in order to be saved and earn eternal life.
你必须接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主，好叫你能够在离开这世间得着那永恒的生命。
I'm sure all of us have heard this gospel message before.
我相信我们每一个人都听过这样的一个福音信息。
And the Bible tells us that what Jesus Christ did on earth is good enough for God to save you and me.
那圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督在十字架上所做的，他所做的足够来拯救你。
It doesn't matter what sins or how many sins you have committed, God through Jesus Christ is able to take away all sins.
那不论你犯了是什么罪，犯了多少罪，那上帝接着耶稣基督能够除掉一切的罪。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
We know that because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead to defeat death, so that no one need to end up in hell when they die.
我们知道是因为神让耶稣基督从死里复活，让他战胜死亡，好叫人不再要为着自己的罪来死。
When the chairman asked whether anyone has been here for the first time, nobody stood up, nobody raised their hand. So I assume everyone has heard the gospel many times before.
那当主席在这边报告说有谁是第一次来的，就没有一个人站起来，没有一个人举手。那我这样子假设说，就是每一个人都听过福音了。
Does hearing the gospel make you a Christian?
你听了福音，是不是就让你成为基督徒呢？
It does not.
这不是。
Does simply accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior make me a Christian?
那如果我 接受耶稣基督为我的神为我的救主，能够使我成为救徒能够成为救徒吗？
Many people followed Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
很多人在当基督在耶稣基督在地面上的时候都跟随耶稣。
Many of them called themselves disciples of Jesus Christ when Jesus was on earth.
那有许多人自称是耶稣的门徒，当耶稣还在这地面上的时候。
But many of them were not Christians.
但是当中有很多却不是基督徒。
And so Jesus wants to make sure that we know that we are Christians.
那因此耶稣要帮助我们，让我们知道说我们真是基督徒。
He wants us to know and make sure that we have eternal life.
他要我们要帮助我们来知道说自己能够有永生的生命。
And so Jesus says in verse 34b, Whosoever will come after me, have you come after the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you said that you are a Christian?
那因此在34节的下半段，耶稣这么说，若有人要跟从我，那你是不是有跟从耶稣基督要得他的拯救呢？
I hope you have.
我盼望你有。
What does it mean to say that I want to be a Christian?
那到底我要说我要成为基督徒到底是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say that I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior?
当我说我接受耶稣基督为我的救主为我的神的时候是什么意思呢？
He is a person who have experienced these three things.
那像这样的人他必须经历这三件事情。
Jesus says first he denied himself.
那首先他必须舍己。
What does it mean to deny yourself?
什么是舍己呢？
It means I disown myself.
就是我不承认自己。
Disown myself means I have no more will of my own.
那也就是说我放弃了自己的意愿。
I cannot do whatever I want anymore.
我不能够为所欲为了。
It means that I am a nobody before God.
那也就是意思说我在神的面前我真的是一无是处。
I cannot do whatever I want.
我不能够为所欲为。
I cannot dress any way I want.
我不能够任意的穿着。
I now must be prepared to die to myself.
那我必须就是认定自己是死了。
Have you died to self?
你是不是这个自我已经死了呢？
No more your own will.
没有自己的意愿。
I cannot study whatever I want in school anymore.
我不能够就是按照我自己的意愿去在学校里来就读。
I cannot dress any way I want anymore.
我也不能够愿意怎么穿就怎么穿。
I cannot eat and drink anything I want anymore.
我也不能够任意的说我要吃什么喝什么就吃什么喝什么。
I cannot go to any place I want anymore.
我也不能够就是随心所愿的去任何的地方。
That was what I used to do.
这是我过去曾经做的。
When I thought that I haveAnd able to save my own life.
那当我以为我能够自己救自己的生命的时候，
It was a life full of sin.
那是一个充满罪恶的生
命。 It was a life full of disobedience.
那是一个非常悖逆的生命。
It was a life based upon my own desire. I live whatever I want.
一个那个是按照我自己心愿来过活的，我爱怎么活就怎么活。
But a person who is a Christian must first deny himself.
那一个自称是一个基督徒，他必须先是就是舍己。
If you don't take this first step, the second and the third step cannot be yours.
如果你不做这第一步，接下来第二、第三步你都做不成了。
You cannot change the sequence as well.
那你不能够就是改变它的次序。
The first step is always disown yourself.
第一个步骤就是要就是。舍己就是
So what happens if we disown ourselves?
那当我们舍己，到底发生什么事情？
Does that mean now I don't know what to do with my life?
是不是说我真的是不知道该做，这样如何来过活了吗？
Jesus says now you then take up the cross that I have for you.
那耶稣就说，那接下来你就必须背起
I will give you a new life.
我会给你一个新的生
命。Your old life is no more.
你旧的生命已经不存在。
You must now reject and deny everything about your old life.
你这个时候要就是弃绝，要忘记过去旧的生命了。
Jesus called this take up the cross.
那耶稣就说这是背起十字架。
Each and everyone has been given a cross.
每一个人都 得到一个十字架。
Why did Jesus call it the cross?
为什么耶稣把它称为十字架？
Because Jesus Christ died on the cross.
因为耶稣死在十字架上。
That was his life.
那是他的生命。
His life on earth was to go to the cross to die for your sins and my sins.
他在地面上的生命就是为着你我的罪上十字架。
So after you become a believer, after you are saved, you now have a cross.
那一直你成为信徒，你得救之后，你这时候就拥有一个十字架。
It is the life that God wants me to live. It's the life that God wants you to live.
那是神愿意我。也愿意你去活的生命。
This describes our heart condition.
这描述了你我内心的
境界。This describes the desires of our hearts.
这描述我们内心的渴望。
Where a genuine believer will say to God, God, no more myself. It is now what do you want me to do with my life?
那一个真正的信徒就会告诉神说，我不再是我，是你愿意我做。在生命中做什么。
With this new heart, God says, Jesus says, now you follow me.
来拥有这样的一个新的心智、耶稣说这个时候你就跟从我。
Follow Jesus Christ is for the rest of our lives until we die.
那跟从耶稣就是直到我们了结这一生。
Until we stop breathing.
直到我们停止呼吸。
What does it mean to follow Jesus Christ?
到底跟从耶稣是什么意思呢？
It means do what the Bible says.
就是跟着圣经的教导来活。
Young people,
年轻人，
you are not allowed to date or marry an unbeliever.
那你不应当跟非信徒来谈恋爱，来结婚。
A person who denies himself as a Christian will say to the Lord, "What do you want me to do with my relationship?"
那一个舍了自己的生命的人，他会向神问说，你要我怎么样的来处理我？跟人的关系。
If you are dating a person who is an unbeliever and you were at that time an unbeliever,
那如果你跟一个还没有信主的人来谈恋爱，那个时候你还没有信主。
And now you have become a believer.
而现在你已经成为一个基督徒。
And you have to tell this person,
那你就必须告诉这个人。
I'm now a Christian.
我现在是个基督徒。
Are you a Christian?
你是不是个基督徒？
If the person is not a Christian, doesn't want to be a Christian, you have to break the relationship.
那如果那个人不是个基督徒，他也不愿意成为基督徒，那你就必须断裂这样的一个关系。
And if you are already a Christian and then you date a Christian, it's even worse.
那如果你已经是个基督徒，啊，你又跟一个非基督徒来谈恋爱的话，那是更糟糕。
You have not denied yourself.
因为你还没有舍弃自己。
You are still willful.
因为你仍然要照着自己的意愿来。
You have not taken up the cross.
你还没有背起十字架。
Because you are not following Jesus Christ.
因为你不是在跟随耶稣基督。
The Bible tells us that that relationship is sinful. You cannot be unequally yoked.
那圣经告诉我们说，这样的一个关系是罪恶的，你不能够同负一轭。
Young people, remember you are not a Christian because you say you are a Christian.
年轻人，你要知道说，你不。不是因为你说你是基督徒，你就是基督徒。
How much are you prepared to give in exchange for your soul?
你愿意付出多少来换取你的生命呢？
I have a niece.
我有一个子女。
She grew up in church.
她是在教堂里面长大的。
And then she begins to date a Roman Catholic.
她就开始跟一个罗马天主教徒来谈恋爱。
I counsel her that this is a sin against God.
我告诉他说，这是得罪神了。
I told her everything about the Bible concerning the importance of you cannot be unequally yoked.
我告诉他说，我用圣经所教导的一切告诉他说，你不能够这样，你不能够跟他同负一轭。
Then I shared with her, if you ever marry inside the Roman Catholic Church and you go through the Mass, your salvation is questioned.
那如果我也告诉他说，如果你真的是就是跟这个人结婚，那你要借着天主教的这个弥撒来举行婚礼，
to,
那你的救恩真的是可以
的。You have to deny yourself in order to take up the cross and follow Christ.
那你必须舍弃自己，背起十字架，你才能够来跟从耶稣。
She did not want to listen.
她不愿意听。
She got married.
她结了婚。
And now she's attending a Roman Catholic church.
她现在就 在一个天主教的教会来聚会。
You think she is born again?
你认为她已经得重生得救吗？
The parents could only hope that she is born again.
她父母只能够盼望她是真的是重生了。
If she doesn't repent of her sin, she is not born again.
如果她没有为着她的罪来悔改，她没有重生。
Because she refused to deny herself.
因为她不愿意舍己。
She refused to take up the cross.
她不愿意背起十字架。
She doesn't want to break up the relationship.
她不愿意断裂这样的一个关系。
She was prepared to break up her relationship with Christ and not with that man.
她愿意要跟耶稣基督来断绝的关系，却不愿意跟这个人来断绝关系。
She did not follow Christ.
她没有跟从耶稣。
Do you want to save your life?
你愿意拯救自己的生命吗？
You can't save your life.
你不能够救自己。
Only God can save your life.
唯有神能够救你的生命。
But God says, what are you prepared to give in exchange for your life?
但是神问你，你愿意付出什么来换取你的生命呢？
God says, the condition is you give your life to me. You deny yourself. That's what it means.
神说，那条件是你舍己，你把你的生命交给我。
There is no other way.
没有其他的方法。
This is God's condition.
这是神所立的条件。
This condition cannot change.
这样的一个条件是不改变的。
To change this condition means that Jesus Christ would have wasted his death on the cross for your sins and my sins.
如果这样的一个条件可以改变的话，那就是说耶稣基督真的是枉费了他的生命，因为他为你我的罪死在十字架上。
Husbands and wives relationship.
夫妻之间的关系。
Is it in accordance to God's word?
是不是按照神的话语来进行呢？
If it is not in accordance to God's word, fix it. Deny yourself, take up the cross, accept what Jesus Christ has said in the Bible concerning the role of husband and the role of wife.
如果不是按照圣经的教导，那你就要舍己来背起十字架，然后跟从圣经的教导来负起做先生或者是做太太的责任。
Chinese New Year is coming.
农历新年就快到了。
I hope you will not gamble.
我盼望你不会去赌博。
No mahjong, nothing of the sort.
那不能够打麻将，不能够做像这类的事情。
No drinking of alcohol.
不能够喝酒。
No smoking.
不能够抽烟。
Deny yourself.
要舍己。
Take up the cross.
要背起十字架。
Follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life.
来天天的来跟从主。
If you do not want to accept,
如果你不愿意接受，
and you think you can save your own life,
你认为你可以拯救自己的生命，
hear the warning of Christ in verse 35.
那就在第三十五节就给我们这样的警告。
Jesus says, we are weak, we cannot save our lives.
耶稣基督说：“我们是软弱的，我们不能够救自己。”
For whosoever will save his own life, you shall lose it.
那因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
But whosoever shall lose his life for Jesus' sake and for the gospel's sake, you shall save it.
而凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
That means give your life over to Jesus Christ.He will save it for you.
那也就是说，把你的生命交给耶稣基督，他就会拯救。
No one can take your life away from Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty.
没有人能够从耶稣基督手中夺去你的生命，因为他是那全能的神。
Satan can't take it away. Death cannot take it away. No one can take it away.
撒旦不能够夺去，死亡也不能夺去，没有人任何一位能够夺去。
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior?
你有否接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主呢？
Let me rephrase the question.
换一个方式来说。
Have you denied yourself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus Christ?
你是否已经舍己背起十字架，然后来跟从耶稣呢？
Because that's exactly what it means.
因为这就是其中的意义了。
To follow Jesus Christ means have you lived your life according to the Bible?
跟从耶稣基督就是意思就是说，你是不是有依照圣经的教导来过活？
Make the right decision.
让我们做那正确的选择。
Your life is at stake.
你的生命，就在危险之中。
Because if we die in our sin, we will end up in hell.
因为如果我们在最终死亡的话，我们就将进入地里。
You have to make the decision while you are still breathing.
你必须在还有呼吸的时候来做这个决定。
The moment you stop breathing, it's all over.
因为一旦你停止呼吸，这一切就成了过去。
You cannot make any decision after you stop breathing.
因为你当你停止呼吸之后，你就不能够再做这决定了。
Make the right decision.
让我们做那正确的选择。
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人能够用什么来换取他的生命呢？
How valuable is your soul to you?
你的生命对你来讲有多宝贵呢？
You want to save it yourself, you will lose it. Your hands are too weak.
你要用自己的方式来拯救的话，你是会失去他的，因为你的手太软弱了。
You give your life over to Jesus Christ, put it into his hands.You will save it.
你把你的生命交给耶稣基督，放在他手中，他会拯救。
Because Jesus Christ is God.
因为耶稣基督就是神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
Speak to our hearts this morning, O Lord.
主啊，求你在向我们内心来说。
Help all of us to make sure of our own salvation.
帮助我们每一个人，让我们确切的来得着这样的一个。
Help us to deny ourselves.
帮助我们舍己。
Help us to take up the cross.
帮助我们背起十字架。
And help us to follow Jesus Christ.
帮助我们来跟从耶稣基督。
This means a life lived according to Holy Scriptures.
也就是让我们按照圣经的教导来过活。
Forgive me of my sins, O Lord.
求主赦免我一切的罪恶。
Help me to understand what it means to be a Christian.
帮助我明白，真的是知道说应该怎么样才是真正的基督徒。
In order that my life may be saved in your loving hand.
好叫我的生命真的是能够借着你的圣手来拯救。
May thy Holy Spirit bring conviction to all hearts this morning.
求主你的圣灵真的是使到我们在这里的每一个人今天都能够来认罪悔改。
Help us to make sure that every area of our lives are lived according to thy holy word.
帮助我们，让我们的生活的每一方每一面都是根据圣经的教导来过活。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵的圣名来感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.